Our friend Darcy Tucker joins us now on Brady and Walker, former Lightning and former Canadian. Like, where do your allegiances go in this series? Anywhere?
I don't know. I just woke up from that hour-long sleep I had while I listened to you two boys on talk there. I don't know what the heck was going on.
Oh, too much baseball talk for you? Walker thinks Toronto sports fans are too negative. There's a shocker.
I was sleeping. You know what? It's been an interesting series. The first game going to overtime, double overtime. I think that was when the momentum shifted a little bit, was that goal in the first game. And obviously since then, Tampa's played pretty well.
When you are, obviously it was a bad play, but you're Thomas Plekanec, you're a veteran guy, and you have the puck with nobody around you with 12 seconds to go, and 12 seconds later, it's in your net. I mean, what type of mental breakdowns are these two, or is this Montreal Canadiens team having? Or is that play just indicative of the whole thing?
The soft chip to Plekanec, or to Pacioretty's back, didn't work out very well for him, obviously. And then it was a little bit of a fire drill after that. Everybody was expecting him to get it deep, and then obviously coming back in their own zone, nobody picked up anybody, and the rest is kind of history. I think it's devastating to lose a game like that with 1 second left in it. I think all the momentum is obviously in Tampa's side.
Did you ever have a buzzer beater like that? Were you on the other side?
I barely scored in the playoffs. You know that.
No, I mean where you scored on.
Yeah, we won the Memorial Cup in 1992. Zach Boyer scored with 14.1 seconds left to win the whole thing for us. So yeah, the buzzer beater, that was our first Memorial Cup, and that was huge for us. Obviously led to two more. So,
see, I don't think there's any excuse in this day and age, Darcy. Back in the original 6 days when guys would take trains to games and they had like a clock, like with hands, you could understand that maybe Plekanec didn't know how much time was left. He's just got to glance up and he sees 1:02.1. Dump it in deep. Yeah.
Just like Walker's wristwatch.
It's a lot like that, yes. He's the oldest 31-year-old I've ever met in my life. He acts like a 62-year-old. Everything about him screams 62. It's nuts.
Old soul, for sure.
It really is. So give us a perspective on Washington and what you've seen from the Capitals. I'm curious to know, they're as close as they've ever been in the Ovechkin era. They've lost two Game 7s in the second round, one to Pittsburgh and one to the Rangers, but this looks real, and they've got the goalie, and Bruce Boudreau didn't have the goalie that Braden Holtby is. They look like they're going to do this, and man, we could have a Stamkos versus Ovechkin conference final. I don't know why that's bad. I think that's great.
I think it's outstanding. Obviously, I think exercising some demons in Game 7 there against the Islanders was huge for them. They got some momentum out of it. You can kind of see that they're all on the same page together. You can see at the end of the game last night, they're jumping up and down for the kid that got two goals. Tom Wilson's jumping all over it. You could see the momentum in their team and how they are kind of together and all of it. And I think that's the biggest culture change that they've made there. They've kind of become a team instead of a bunch of individuals.
We're on 590 right now. We're on Sportsnet 360 coast to coast as well with Darcy Tucker. Now we have
who put you two idiots?
It's
on TV?
Really a bad. Hayden, yeah. Do you think we made the decision? Let's think about this. Although we sleep a lot better.
So we have a picture of you up on the television side.
Is that your Facebook picture?
Who we're talking to? And we usually have these descriptions, and I'm gonna throw our guys under the bus here because your description says Darcy Tucker, retired hockey player.
But it's accurate.
Oh, like, well, yeah, me too.
I appreciate it. I'm not that retired. You should have saw my games last weekend when I was playing in the Baycrest event. I was on fire. We lost all three, and I didn't touch the puck very much.
When I left a bit earlier because, I'm a family guy and everything, and Walker was there till, like, it closed at 3 a.m. at the Mattamy.
Not accurate.
Which, who did you step out against the next day? Like, what other pros did you play against and evaluate their games? Because that's good for us to do that.
Well, I played against Barnaby.
God.
Matt was his normal self. He invited two other NHLers to play on his team. They were down 6-1 with those guys in the team, and then once they left, Matt was able to hang onto the puck the whole rest of the game and win it 7-6, so he did his normal thing where he's selfish with the puck and farted around with it and ended up winning the game. But I enjoy those things. I enjoy getting out with former teammates. You know what? It's on the ice when you're playing an actual hockey game in the NHL. There's no friends, but you get out in events like this, it's a hoot. We have a blast for sure.
So with the team still standing in whether it's Anaheim or Chicago or even Washington, what team have you come around on the most? Like, who are you watching and saying, you know what, they're way better than I thought they were?
Washington. I'd say Washington for me. Obviously playing against a lot of those guys a few years back. They played really well as individuals. They didn't play great as a team. And I find that they're a great team now. They're not a bunch of individuals. And when you have the goaltending like you're getting from Holpe, it's obviously bodes well for those guys moving forward. I thought that last night was a huge game for them, momentum-wise. They can close out that series, get some rest. They're going to be scary to watch in the next series.
You played very briefly last season with the Leafs with Anton Strahlman. No one knew then what they know now, and no one thought he was as good as they do now, or at least for the last few years. What do you remember of him as a teammate? He was green. He was just coming over to North America, and he was mostly with the Marlies, but he had some struggles. What do you see now in this guy?
Well, he's got some patience with the puck. He's always had patience with the puck. His biggest thing was when you're a young kid and you come over to play here and you're trying to figure out your game as well as playing a market like Toronto, it's not easy. So, I think he was a little green when he got here. And also, playing in this market's not easy for a young defenseman. So right now, I'm playing with Hedman, obviously helps him. He's got immense talent. And if you'd have said to me 2 years ago that Hedman would be playing like he is now, I probably wouldn't have guessed it, but those two together have formed a good tandem. And even when they're not playing together, when they had injuries, they both had good seasons going. So, I mean, they're both good defensemen. They hang on to the puck. They're smart, and they understand the game very well.
So you like watching junior hockey as well. I know when we were doing the morning show, you always like to try to win our contests and ticket giveaways. We're doing another one in about a half an hour, so just keep the radio on.
I'm ready for it, I think I'm going to pull for Oshawa in the final in this one. I know a couple of young kids there when I was working with the agency. I'm hopeful that Oshawa can pull through.
Is your son, when we're all younger, and Walker doesn't relate to this, we'd listen to like ball games and stuff on transistor radios. Does your son do that in school with our show? Does he have a little radio with one earphone plugged in?
He sure as heck enjoyed it when you guys were on in the morning and we're driving off to school. He enjoyed that. He was the one winning the contest. It wasn't me. He's got pretty good knowledge when yes. It comes to some of this stuff.
They were like, well, what's your favorite part of the show? The contest? Oh, not the terrible opinions? No, the contest. They are probably...
And the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a 14-year-old boy, so he's on the same wavelength as you two.
We need more. We need more of them. Yeah.
We're big in that demo.
He's taller than Andrew.
Big in that demo and big in Asia.
Thanks, Darcy. We appreciate it, dude.
No problem, guys.